temperatures continue to soar as a heat wave scorches the southwest United States. Climate change is expected to make heat waves like these more common. And a landmark 2021 study showed that Native Americans are disproportionately exposed to the effects of climate change after significant land loss and forced relocation by European settlers and the U.S. government. Let's talk about that with Nikki Cooley, who manages climate change programs at the Institute for Tribal Environmental Professionals. That's a part of Northern Arizona University's. She's a citizen of the Diné or Navajo Nation. Nikki, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me here, Celeste.
So when we hear that climate change disproportionately affects Indigenous people, what does that mean, especially there in the Navajo Nation?
For many tribes like the Diné, they don't have the access to the services that can help relieve them from the extreme heat they are experiencing. And what I mean by services is if somebody has heat exhaustion or needs a cooling center, air conditioner, or even just water to drink or cool themselves off with, or even have access to quality drinking water for their livestock, they don't have that as easily as those that are located in urban areas.
And 2 years ago, you told the New York Times you were concerned that an increase in these really extreme heat waves would force more Indigenous residents who were living on reservations off reservations. It would force them to move to more urban areas. You're based in Flagstaff, which is not on the Navajo Nation. It's near. Your family is still on Navajo land. Have you seen people moving off the Navajo reservation?
Yes, I've seen and I've heard of many family members and distant relatives moving off the reservation to support their families. And that's after having to sell off their livestock because they cannot afford to feed, but most importantly, to water their livestock. So yes, that's it's still a common, I would say, trend that's happening to this day.
I mean, to a certain extent, all of us are having to adapt to the changing conditions that are brought about by climate change. All of us are suffering from more extreme weather conditions and the heat that we're all experiencing. How would you respond to someone who is saying, how is it different for someone, an Indigenous person living on a reservation, than it is for somebody living in Florida?
Well, I would ask them to consider the amenities that they easily, again, have access to. Somebody in Florida probably can go right down the street to a grocery store or a gas station that has water, that has a cool place to take shelter when it's getting really hot, as opposed to these rural communities on Indigenous reservations, where sometimes the nearest gas station is 15 to 30 minutes away, and that's if you have a working vehicle. And the nearest emergency services, the nearest town, is more than 30 minutes away, one way. I would ask them to compare down to the minute detail of how one person living in Florida near an urban area versus like the Diné Reservation, where there's 13 grocery stores for the entire reservation, which spans three states, and over 50% of the population lives in rural areas.
So the national poverty rate at this point for all Native Americans is 25%. And we know that people who are below the poverty rate are more vulnerable to climate change, partly because of a high dependence on natural resources and a really limited ability to cope with changes in any kind of climate. What is your ask? What can be done at this point?
And I'm going to speak for my people, the Diné, because I'm more familiar with what goes on locally. I would ask that we need not just more funding, but more assistance in building these water pipelines. The Supreme Court just denied the Navajo Nation assistance in helping them build much needed water infrastructure like pipelines and wells and all that stuff. And so we need more assistance like that. And this goes for all the other indigenous nations across the U.S. is that we need more assistance, not just financially, but capacity as well.
The Supreme Court decision you're talking about is that the Supreme Court decided that tribal nations do have water rights, but the U.S. government has no obligation to secure those water rights for the Navajo Nation. So what's the next step?
We keep fighting for that access. We keep asking maybe the state. I don't know where to go from here. It seems hopeless, but we have to keep fighting. Something needs to be done. The state needs to take responsibility. The Navajo Nation really needs to also step up and insist on building up the water infrastructure on the nation.
Nikki Cooley is co-manager of climate change programs at the Institute for Tribal Environmental Professionals based at Northern Arizona University. She is a citizen of the Diné or Navajo Nation. Nikki, thank you so much.
Yeah, Celeste, nice talking to you.